ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Bob Mikes, husband, father, educator, writer, MC. The microphone gives me wings, and this is the Idea of Manhood podcast. Or maybe I should say Six Mikes, because I'm a doctor now. Hey, I successfully defended my dissertation on March 22nd. So I'm still have some small, minor things to add, but I'm done. I defended and I passed, and wow, I'm not going to use this episode to describe that process and the emotions that surround it, but what a amazing feeling, right? But with that, I'm going to dedicate, like I said, I'm going to dedicate a series of episodes about, you know, the education aspect of that process, but also the mental, it's like the product and the process, right? Like what, kind of what I went through emotionally and mentally that I just did and didn't really, it was really hard to be metacognitive, to be thinking about my thinking through that process. But as it's ended, you know, as I approach graduation and all the ceremonies, I'll share my thoughts on that. I, as you can tell, I'm walking my dog. This is my morning walk that has become a therapy session of sorts to me, and that's when I share my podcast with you all, my comments, my thoughts, my feelings. And there's been a lot lately. I feel like I am definitely in a contemplative space. And I also feel as if, I don't know if it's the doctoral process, but I also feel as if I'm thinking really clearly now. Not now, but I'm thinking more clearly. I feel a little bit more grounded, and maybe it's because of the fact that, you know, I just went through that pretty grueling process, and, you know, I think I've come out better and stronger as an educator, as a person, as a husband, as a father, maybe as a father, I don't know about husband, through that process. Anyhow, with that said, right, so I defended on Friday, March 22nd, and then the family and I kind of immediately went on the vacation. We went on spring break. The kids' spring break was last week, and we spent a week in Puerto Rico, 5 days in Puerto Rico, San Juan. Amazing time. I just love Puerto Rico. As a place, as a vacation place. I love the history of it. You know, while we were there, we had some really awesome time to learn about the African history within Puerto Rico and some of the, just the roots of the Taino people, the African people. We learned about the music and a lot of traditions in Puerto Rico that aligned with, you know, kind of the African-American story, and it was just phenomenal. But anyway, going on vacation, a family vacation, 2 days after completing your dissertation, your defense, do not recommend. you know, while it was a phenomenal experience and a great time with family, You know, depending on the roles in your family, you know, when we're on vacation, for me, I'm the person that kind of takes pride in, like, you know, getting things together and setting up the excursions and planning different aspects of the trip. So it's definitely, you know, a lot to do, and I couldn't really do as much of it leading up to the trip because I was preparing for my defense. And, you know, I guess for the folks around my family and, you know, my kids and like, no one knows what it means to prepare for defense unless you do it. Like, it's really hard to explain what that process is. But I was kind of getting, you know, some gentle nudges to, like, oh, well, what are we going to do in Puerto Rico? Do you have plans? Did you make this? Did you do reservations? I'm like, ah, I'm just trying to prepare for this, like, life-altering presentation. But all that had me thinking, right? Like, it had me thinking that there was nothing. Like, all I wanted to do after Friday, March 22nd, was be alone, right? Not on some isolate myself, depressed type vibe, but just like I needed a moment to celebrate myself. I needed a moment to process what I've done and the weight of, you know, this accomplishment on, you know, my family, for me, you know, and what that means for my career and what might be next. And, you know, do I see any future in academia? Like, just all the stuff, you know, that I've been thinking about. But, like, after you cross the finish line, it's like you really go into a mode of, I don't know. I was just in a mode of being reflective and, like, I, you know, going into a vacation that, you know, minutes after I defend, it just lumped this accomplishment in with, like, a regular spring break celebration. Like, it just, I don't know, it was tough. And so it was wonderful. And it was tough, if that makes sense. And it got me thinking when I, you know, the couple, literally, I mean, I think when we were in Puerto Rico, I maybe had 11 total minutes of time by myself. Like literally when no one was in the room or no one was, like, literally on my shoulder, you know, asking me for something, needing something. And in those 11 minutes, I was really thinking, I was like, what would it look like if I asked my wife or, you know, told the kids, you know, Dad's going out of town for a week, for 5 days, you know, by himself, and just, you know, how important that was for me at the time, and that is for me. And I couldn't even fathom what that would look like, right? Morning. I couldn't even fathom what that would look like. Like, you know, would they be mad? Would they be mad? You know, would it be like, what? You know, is a week too long? Like, you know, all that stuff. So I've been processing this thing, and my suggestion, the point of this episode is to encourage men to prioritize their own alone time, right? And to really think about what that means for themselves, for their family, for their own, I wouldn't say it's like a mental health thing, but just more of a, like, what does that mean for you? Like, what does that look like? I'm on a walk. And anybody that has a dog, right? Like, you walk your dog, and this lady has been, like, bothering me for, like, half a mile with her dog. And my dog goes crazy. And now I'm whispering because they like to bite me. Hi, good morning. Alright, let's go, buddy. I do not want our dogs to be friends. Okay. Anywho. Just got some insight into my brain here. But yeah, so I'm encouraging, and I'm wondering what it looks like for men to have their own space, right? Their own time, and if, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a vacation. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm taking 5 days away from home. But it just could be like, you know, people always make fun of man caves and, you know, having the space. And I was one of those people too. Like, well, I kind of always kind of looked at people with one eyebrow, like, huh? We have to have this elaborate man cave. It's like, why? And I'm starting to, as I really get into, come on, buddy. As I really start to, I don't know, think about my own capacity, I'm thinking about the importance of, I don't even like to say it, like me time. And I mean, that sounds so, honestly, I'm just speaking my thoughts here live on this episode. It sounds soft to me, right? Like, I need my time. I need me time. Like, that's something that, you know, why sometimes I say, like, women are so much smarter than us, because that's a perspective that has been accepted and applauded and encouraged for women for a long time, right? As long as, you know, it's a common sentiment. It's a phrase that, like, doesn't sound weird to me. Now, I know that women often, too, struggle with having their own time and what that means. But, you know, not your podcast. Go find Oprah. No, I'm playing. Are you pooping right there, bro? No, not right there. Come on, over here. Sorry, guys. You have to witness my bathroom talk here. Into my morning routine this morning, and how I try to stay away from my neighbors as I'm walking my dog. Anyway, dang, see, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. What? Who are you talking to? Get out of here. Yeah, like, it's a common sentiment for, you know, for women to have me time, but, like, the concept of having a me time for me seems weird. Like, it seems like, one, like, no one's gonna go for it, like, and the other thing that I'm sure a lot of dads and husbands realize is, like, when you are away from the house, or I'm not gonna say a lot, I'm gonna say this is something that I've experienced, right? Like, I'll go, even if it's just for a night, you know, you go to, or I go somewhere for work for a couple days, it's, it's a mixture of, like, feeling guilty, right? But then also, actually, like, people are calling you. Hey, can you, my son, hey, Dad, do you know where this is? Or, you know where the batteries are? Or, do you know how to do this, you know? And good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Yeah, and you, and, you know, it's this, I don't know if it's an actual need, like, that they need me, so they contact me, which is good. But then also, like, I've noticed that I'm not able to relax when I'm away from the home, because there's always something going on at home. Like, every time I leave the house, like, some big monstrous bug shows up, and then either I'm getting called, or when I get back, I'm like, Dad, we saw the hugest dinosaur spider, you know, like, okay, you know what I'm saying? And it's always something. Oh, the ceiling started leaking while you were gone, or, oh, you know, whatever it is, right? And so a lot of that is self-imposed. A lot of that is just my brain kind of maybe creating a reason for me not to be gone. But then a lot of it is real, right? There's a lot of it that is like, you know, when I'm not in the house, like, things don't, I don't know, it just feels out of line, misaligned, and, you know, I don't know, just an uncomfortable feeling. So the concept of me, like, leaving the house for a few days, not for work, right? Like, this is not for a work trip, because that happens frequently, you know, frequently. It happens, like, once a month where I have to travel for work or less, you know? And so when I'm on those trips, you know, sometimes the sentiment is like, oh, have fun on your work trip. No, I'm not. You know, I'm preparing for a presentation, or I'm preparing for, you know, to lead a retreat. And that is like, you know, that's very, you immerse yourself in that kind of work. So it's not a break. It's not like, oh, enjoy your time. Anyway, so I'm saying all that to say, this episode is serving kind of its two purposes. One purpose is to provide me, the podcaster, with a sounding board to share kind of my perspective, excuse me, and then two, to put the idea out there for guys that, like, we do need our own time. And what does that look like for you? And if I'm someone that's kind of been, I don't know, distant from, like, having me time, if I'm thinking of and needing and encouraging myself to consider it, then surely I share that same sentiment with all of my listeners. So if you're a wife, that, you know, you have a man, and have a husband at home, you know, gently encourage them to do that without, you know, without sometimes the baggage that comes with that, you know, without bringing up the fact that, you know, if you have children and there's one person missing from the equation is off and things are unbalanced, and, oh, who's going to pick up? Okay, yeah. Any wife that's left by herself to deal with that can handle it. Any husband that's left by himself to deal with that can handle it. And, you know, as women have their me time, you know, men, we really need our me time, just alone time, to think and to be free from the, you know, they've been talking a lot about, I see a lot in the media about the male gaze, right? Talking about, like, how a lot of artists, specifically, female artists in the entertainment industry, and just in general, right? Like, females in general, women in general, that the sentiment is that women have to demonstrate differently or show themselves differently in, I don't know, in lieu of the, despite the male gaze, like, they have to entertain and show up. I can't think of the right word. I'm sorry, I'm walking. For men, from a patriarchal viewpoint, right? I insist and I support that there's also a female gaze for men, right? Just in general, like, I'm bringing it back to the home and to the house. And I just noticed, and dads, I'm sure you all can relate, that, like, sometimes when you're just doing nothing, fixing something in the house, walking around, cooking, whatever you might be doing, that, like, all eyes are on you, right? Like, literally sometimes I'll be just standing and I'm gonna look up and, like, everybody's looking at me. Like, I'm like, what do y'all want, right? And I don't know if it's because, you know, I've been extra sensitive and kind of stressed out, and, like, with this doctoral program, like, something like, yo, what are y'all looking at? You know, and I know, like, I can process and understand that it's admiration, it's they're following me, they're watching me, they, you know, they love me, you know, and I can process and understand that. And that shit annoying as hell, bro. Like, what are you looking at? Like, You know what I'm saying? Like, get out of my face. Like, can I scratch my neck without, you know? But I'm joking and I'm serious, right? Like, so I'm saying all this to say that, you know, men, when you have your time alone, it kind of frees you from that need to, you know, perform your fatherly duties or to, you know, to be perfect. Like, if you can have your alone time, I know this is bad. This might be another episode, but you know, men have vices, right? Whatever your vice is, you know, if you don't drink, if you don't smoke, if you don't, you know, whatever, watch TV, binge watch, you know, whatever it is, like, we need our space to do that freely. Can I say that? Like, whatever it is, like, you know, I won't go into the to the X-rated column, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we all need that, you know, in our own space. You know, if you want to walk around in your robe, butt naked, like, that's freedom to me, right? But, you know, in all seriousness, I think that I'm encouraging. And as I'm encouraging you all, I'm encouraging myself to prioritize, you know, just some time, 2 days, especially after you've like accomplished something. You know, I've run marathons and trained months and months for marathons, and I'll run a marathon and just go right back to work the next day, like doo doo doo. You know what I'm saying? And basically, what I just completed was an academic and intellectual marathon with my doctoral program. And I need some space. I need a couple days to myself to get my thoughts together, recenter, recalibrate. And I'm encouraging and hoping all of you to do the same. This is Five Mics, and this is the Idea Manhood Podcast. Holla at y'all later. Peace.